Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We are the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. At the bottom of the hour, as we do every Tuesday, our man Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, will be joining us. And so we'll get into all things NFL with him. But we're going to take a detour from the football and go to the NBA. And there was an interesting article on ESPN.com written by Ramona Shelburne, who does a great job there covering the NBA and writing feature stories. Here's the title: Pat Riley, as LeBron chases history, in quotes, Kareem's the greatest player of all time. Rob G, you read the article. Kind of summarize Riley's take.
Sure. Well, the whole thing was written with the LeBron James quest to surpass Kareem on the all-time scoring list as the backdrop. That was the whole premise of the column. And for the most part, it was an ode to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And, of course, Pat Riley coached him during the Showtime Lakers era. So a lot of fluffery going on for Kareem. Well, things got weird, though, about halfway through. Pat Riley, again, was asked about LeBron James passing Kareem and his overall thoughts on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as a player. Here's what he said. I always said that Kareem was the greatest player of all time because of his longevity. Kareem was unique from the standpoint that he could play at a high level, play 80 games a year, get beat up because of double and triple teams, and guys just taking shots at him. He just developed this mental toughness along with a great physical body to really last forever. I put Michael Jordan in there too, but Kareem was the greatest at that time because of his longevity and the fact that he continued to perform at a high level when he was in his late 30s and 40s.
Well, that would make you wonder, I mean,
Chris, that's why Pat Riley, hello, is this on? Because your argument for Kareem is the most illogical and ridiculous thing I've ever heard. For such a guy who's such a great coach, and I have a nothing but respect, I tell you all the time, I quote Pat Riley all the time, either you're in or you're out, right, Chris?
Right,
I talk about him all the time. The job he did with the New York Knicks was unbelievable. It really was that he got that team without any stars other than Patrick Ewing to the NBA Finals. He's a tremendous coach, but he's illogical when he makes this statement. I get it. You adore Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He's a friend of yours. But it doesn't make any sense. A, why the hell did you retire Michael Jordan's number with the Miami Heat if you didn't believe he was the greatest player ever played? That doesn't even make any sense. And number two, if you're using the longevity argument, LeBron James would be the greatest player of all time because of his numbers and how long he's been able to play at a high level. So Kareem would fall out of both categories, Chris. It makes no sense by Pat Riley.
And look, Riley, and like you said, we both have nothing but respect for
him. I respect
he's a tremendous
Pat Riley.
Coach. Right. But, Rob, like you said, he's given indications. I would bet at some point he said Michael Jordan was the greatest ever. Like you said, they retired his jersey in Miami, which I still think is kind of ridiculous.
Chris, that was the most ludicrous thing I've ever seen.
I don't agree with that.
He didn't play there. It wasn't like – it would be different if he had like a – like the Jackie Robinson and the whole league retired 23 because Michael did something that nobody possibly could ever do. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But
and
for
Jackie's
Miami
was
to do it.
You know, social significance and all that too.
Right.
Yeah. And then, Rob, I know when LeBron was in Miami that Riley used to call LeBron the boat, best of all time. So now he's saying it's Kareem. But I'm with you. It doesn't make sense. What it sounds like, Rob, is trying to just play both sides of the fence, or maybe all three sides of the fence, right? He mentioned Jordan. He said Kareem's the best because of longevity. Well, now here we are, and LeBron's about to pass Kareem for a longevity record. Rob, it reminds me. I don't know if you heard this, and I got nothing but love for Dan Orlovsky, but did you hear it the other day? When he said on Get Up, he said Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the league.
Stop.
But Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the league.
What? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
You just don't want to come out and make a statement. You know what I mean?
You're playing both sides of the fence.
Yep.
Chris, he's the same guy who had Stafford in the Hall of Fame after they won the Super Bowl. Like, just is prisoner of the moment. Joe Burrow is not better than Patrick Mahomes at this point. He's not.
No.
He's not.
No.
I'm sorry, Chris. I don't. And we both like Joe Burrow. Me and you were both glad that he went to Cincinnati. We both said, go ahead and make your own name and turn the franchise around like Michael Jordan did with the Bulls. It's there for the taking, right? They had lost 7 straight playoff games, and the Bengals hadn't been to the Super Bowl in a long time. And he's done all that. And there's nothing but to give him credit. But he hadn't won a Super Bowl. He hadn't won an MVP. I'm sorry. He's not better than Patrick Mahomes, not today.
Right, right, absolutely. So with this, Rob, here's what I'll say about the longevity argument. That is not how we judge the greatest players of all time. And I don't think that's how we should judge the greatest players of all time. So when LeBron passes Kareem, it won't mean he's better than Michael Jordan because he's got the scoring record. I mean, if that were the case, Karl Malone would be better than Michael
Jordan.
And,
Chris, no one ever mentioned Karl Malone.
Third now.
When was the last time Karl Malone was mentioned as the greatest player?
Rob, Larry Bird is like ranked, I don't know, 20-something. He's really low in terms of all-time points, but he's a top 10 player of all time. It's not just about that in the NBA. But what I'll say is this, Rob, and this is I believe – the greatest players of all time in their respective sports or even at their positions. It is more about your peak and how high and your peak was, assuming you have a legitimate length career. Like, you can't play for 4 years and have a four-year peak that was ridiculous, and we're going to call you the GOAT, right? You have to have had a legitimate career, 10, 12 years or something like that. And if your peak was, you know, higher than everyone else's, I think that's how we tend to judge the GOATs, Rob. Emmitt Smith is the all-time leading rusher. I don't really know anyone, and he's certainly an all-time great, but Rob, have you heard anyone that says he's the greatest running back of all time?
There's a little case for the most part.
It's not automatic. I mean, I think there's three, four, five maybe even guys who usually are mentioned.
Eric Dickerson, Barry Sanders. There's a couple other
Jim
guys.
Jim Brown,
despite him not playing a long career,
yep.
What he did in that short period of time was mind-boggling.
He played 8, 9, 10 years, something like that. So, yeah, I mean, so that's one example. Hank Aaron, Rob, the home run king. Nobody considers him the GOAT.
No, and Hank Aaron, Chris, we go over stats all the time. The guy had 2,400 RBIs, Chris, in 24 seasons. He averaged 100 RBIs. He has the second most home run, 755. He batted 305. He stole bases. What did Hank Aaron not do? And his name is never really in that conversation.
And he certainly, you know, an all-time great. There's no question about that. I'm just saying, you know, it's his home run record, and it's awesome. But people understand it is a testament to his longevity. Because, Rob, he never hit 50, did he?
No.
He never hit 50 in the season.
Nope, which is incredible when you think about that.
Again, longevity. I think it was 47. It was his career high.
And the crazy thing,
and
too.
And that came at 37 years old, Rob. Think about that.
It is the same thing with Barry Bonds. You know he only hit over 50 one time, Chris. Did you know that?
Yeah. That was hitting like one a game.
And that was his 73.
Right,
that was
the only one.
That's the only season he hit over 50. It's crazy.
Right. So I think that we have to understand that it's not about longevity. Maybe it is with you, but it's not with most people. It hasn't been how we judge things historically. And LeBron, look, bro, we both have LeBron second to Jordan. But I don't think it's arguable. Like, Jordan's peak, I mean, his whole prime was obviously through the roof. But the peak was winning 6 championships in 7 seasons that he played. And the one, you really could go 6 for 6. Because the 7th season, he only played 18 games, came straight from baseball.
That's when he came back straight from baseball.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't
got
himself.
Knocked out, right.
Right. And so that peak, obviously, LeBron can't touch. And the thing about the longevity, Rob, with LeBron, and we've talked about this before, but it can, and if you're talking about a GOAT argument, all right, if you're talking about a GOAT argument, LeBron's going to have, I mean, his individual numbers, total assists, total rebounds, total points, all that is going to be through the roof, particularly rebounds points and assists. But if he's in his 20th year, Rob, if they don't win the championship this year, and it doesn't look like they will, he will have 4 championships in 20 years. Jordan has 6 in 15 years.
Right.
So they're at some point, I mean, if you play 22 great individual years but only won 4 championships, that's not winning a whole ton.
No. And that, Chris, the longer he plays, it actually hurts him. Because he's not winning championships.
I mean,
I'm just saying when you try to make that case.
Right.
If he played 24 years in the league trying to, you know, play 20, and he won 4 championships and the last X amount of years, and then you go from the time he won the third one to the bubble, Chris, and the rest of his career. You know, you start to look and go, he won 1 championship his last 11 years or whatever it is.
No, you're right. Or one every 6 years. Jordan won 6 and 15, and obviously 2 of those years he didn't even play but 17 or 18 games because of injury in baseball. Then you're saying, okay, one guy won it every 2.5 years another one in every 5 years. That's what it is right now if LeBron doesn't win it this year. So that's like, I just, Rob, I don't believe the longevity argument is how we determine GOATs. But those that are in the LeBron camp, this is your best argument. Wouldn't you say, like, if you're going to try to argue LeBron over Jordan, this is your what you got, the longevity and the counting stats in terms of total points,
right,
total assists, things like that.
But I think that, yeah, I think it's got to be it's not just amassing numbers because you just made it up. The best example is Karl Malone. He was the second greatest scorer and had a tremendous career, Hall of Famer, all that stuff. But nobody mentioned him because it's just not – it's not points in a vacuum.
And not even about, in the top 10, right? He's not even considered in the top 10.
And he was second. Right. He played a long time. He scored a lot of points and was a hell of a player. Nobody's knocking him. But that argument – Pat Riley – I'm sorry. He came in with a soft, lame argument for Kareem, and I'm sorry. Pat, I know you're down in Florida, and too much sun down there, but that argument did not work.
Rob, Larry Bird, who I feel is a top 10 player, would you agree with that?
Yeah, oh yeah. Larry Bird, absolutely.
Guess where he ranks all-time points?
I say he's 40th.
Close, very
what
close.
What is it?
36th.
Chris, that was off the top of my. I know it ain't high.
Right, 36th. He's behind Gary Payton. I mean, so there
well,
you go.
He only played 13
years. Behind Adrian Dantley. Yeah, yeah. But he had a heck of a career in those 13 years, and his peak was off the charts. Magic obviously only played 12 years as well. So we're gonna throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you think? I mean, Pat Riley says Kareem's the GOAT because of longevity. Do you think the longevity argument makes Kareem or LeBron the GOAT over Michael Jordan? Your turn to weigh in with the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. The iCouple is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. And then you'll have all your protection in one place. So bundle and save at progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Pat Riley says Kareem's the GOAT because of his longevity. Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing good. How are
you doing, Marty?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to hear what day of the week Rob's going to do Shekel City and do his picks on the conference championship games.
Okay. Well, that'll be on Friday.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm going to roll with your picks unless I get Dak Prescott's opinion, because everybody knows he's good for two picks in the playoffs.
Oh, my. Very nice. Very good. Marty, with a little humor. Very nice. Marty,
does.
You want to write for me for my next stand-up show? I mean, nice.
Everybody will be shocked because all your jokes would be funny.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Marty is coming with heat. Marty, those are the two funniest things I've ever heard on this show.
Oh, wow.
Well, guys, on the subject at hand, I'm with you. It's all about the prime. MJ's, you know, 6 out of 7, and you could say 6 out of 6.5.
6 out of 6, right.
Yeah,
right.
6 out of 6, really. But that's, we haven't seen a prime like that. But I will agree with Pat Riley on this. I'm still more impressed with, just as, or probably more impressed with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's longevity over LeBron's, because the physicality of play back then, and he did not have the option to play in the NBA at 19. He couldn't even play for UCLA. He was
right.
He had to at the bench as a freshman. And
but a lot of people don't even know that. Basketball fans, they don't even know that he couldn't play as a freshman.
And there's no doubt he would have been able to play in the NBA at that age, at 19, and start, you know.
That number would be hard to reach if he had that option.
Right.
No doubt. Thanks, Marty. Even you sound like, Shecky Green, but that's all right, Marty. I still love you. All right. thanks, Alex, that he knows who Shecky Green is. I'm impressed.
I just have no idea, but I felt bad for you, Rob. He was coming with fire. So
he came with straight fire.
Shecky Green, he did. All right, Josh in Boston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Thanks, Alex, though. I appreciate it.
Always, Rob.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, you got
a
bad
phone. Bad connection. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Try it again. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think something that is like matters in the discussion is that, you know, LeBron's record breaking when he breaks the record. What's impressive isn't just that he broke the record; it's more so like how good he still is when he did it. And I just think he's in a different. His longevity is like so different from Kareem or Kobe or other guys that have like played for 20 years that it's almost like a different. You almost need a different word for it altogether. Like he's still a top 10 guy in year 20. Okay. And that's why it's like so impressive.
It is amazing the numbers he's put up, but there's two things I'm going to say. Easier than ever to score in the NBA, and he doesn't affect winning like you would think, Chris, with the numbers he's putting up. I think those are the knocks against the LeBron and the numbers. I'm not trying to poo-poo him playing and what he's done. But last year he averaged 30 points a game and his team didn't make the playoffs. And that was 10 teams. Teams.
I think, Rob, that's how you know he's still not in his prime. Like, he's still not what he used to be. Like, his numbers are the same. Maybe better than some of his great prime years. But back then, LeBron could control and dominate a game. He could have taken me, you, Alex, and Rob G to the playoffs. And now he's struggling to get this team into the play-in. And that's how you know, because defensively he used to wreak havoc in addition to scoring. And look, I think the Lakers this year would be better off if LeBron was essentially controlling the ball, bringing it up court and doing all that stuff he used to do. He can't do it anymore for 35, 40 minutes a game. And that's the problem. So.
No doubt. Let's go to Christian in Utah. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Christian?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
First off, I hope Fox is flying you guys out to the All-Star game in Utah. I'd love to buy you guys a steak when you're out here.
You know, I've been to the All-Star game the last few years. This one I'm not going to make. I would love to be in Salt Lake City. I haven't been there in years, Chris.
Yeah, the last time I was there, it was probably about 12, 15 years ago last time I was there. And unfortunately, I don't think I'm making it out either because of my TV schedule. But if we do, leave your number with Rob G. We'll definitely
look
you up.
We will have a steak with you, no doubt about it. Christian in Utah.
Thank you.
No worries. I'm up in Park City where Michael Jordan got food poisoning, so don't worry about that.
Okay, yeah. Uh-oh. Yes.
No pizza.
But, anyway, my problem with Pat Riley's argument is that anybody can put up longevity stats. I mean, if longevity counted in the Major League Baseball, Julio Franco would be in the Hall of Fame. Am I right, Rob?
Exactly. And he played forever, right?
Yeah.
And it's like you look at Karl Malone, he's second all time, but nobody's questioning that he is not a top 10 player. He's a great player, but he's not top 10.
Right. So, he's not even in the discussion.
Yeah. So that just proves that using longevity as kind of as the GOAT is just not a valid argument. So I think that just cancels whatever Pat Riley is saying, even though I think Kareem, if you count his college career, he's probably the greatest all time. If not second to Jordan, if you count Jordan's UNC days. But I think that, I don't know.
Kareem, if you just go high school, college, and pro, nobody would match Kareem.
LeBron obviously
didn't play college. LeBron was a terror in high school, too. So he would have a good high school pro argument. But Jordan, as great as he was great at North Carolina, Rob. I mean,
he
was player of the year, but yeah, he wasn't.
Kareem was the best college player ever,
I would say.
And high school, Power Memorial.
And high school,
Chris,
probably too. I mean, LeBron probably has an argument for high school with Kareem, but no, at those levels, they definitely beat Jordan at high school and college level. All right, We got Randy Mueller coming up, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We're live here at the TireRack.com studios. He's a former NFL Executive of the Year, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. Randy, how are you?
Yo-ho.
Doing great, guys. What's going on?
We are good. We are good. Lots to get to with you. So let's start with the reports that Aaron Rodgers could be moved. Do you think it is the right move for Green Bay? And where do you think would be the best landing spot, or what team should really go after him, if any?
Well, I think there'll be a lot of teams that go after him. I'm not sure it's the right move for Green Bay, but I do know this, and they kind of tired with the Brett Favre sagas after a while, too. The holding the franchise in limbo, trust me, as a GM, that gets old. Now, I understand that, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a really good player, and he's, you know, coming off a couple MVP years, but he's also almost 40. And things change at some point for us all, right? So if they can acquire a decent amount of tools to build up the rest of their team, I think they will look at it. I think we probably don't know all the details within this contract, and I think that will matter a little bit, the cap charge, the dead money, the timing of it all. I think some of those little details will have to be sorted out. I don't know what they promised Aaron Rodgers verbally, and I know that's not a contract, but they trust each other. These people have right. The team and him have been together for 15 years. So whatever they said is going to mean something, and I don't think either side will go back on its word.
Yeah, I'm going to say my hunch is that he stays there and retires as a Packer. He plays one more year.
I think it's probably the best place for him to win, to be honest with you. I think they have the best surrounding cast. But I'll say this, if they were going to move him, and to answer Chris's question, I think it would probably have to be to an AFC team. I don't think they're going to want to play against him, that's for sure, as much as they can, you know, control that narrative. Obviously, he's going to have some say in it because he may have to reduce a cap number to get a team to bite on it. But I think there's reason to explore it, and it sounds like Aaron Rodgers himself wants to explore it. And anytime you have one foot out the door, there's a chance the other one's going to follow.
Let me ask you, you were high on the Buffalo Bills. How disappointed were you in their performance? I think the last time we talked, you liked the Bills a lot. Am I right or wrong? I don't want to paint you into a corner.
No, you're right. And okay. I'm definitely disappointed. I thought that they would find an emotional edge, having gone through the whole DeMar Hamlin stuff. I thought they would find a way to kind of summon something from underneath, and I thought they would be more of a team of destiny, and that surely didn't happen. I think the defense let them down for the second year in a row. Last year it was the 13 seconds of total incompetence, and this year it was really a whole game against Cincinnati. So somehow they've got to find a way to shore up their defense. I know Josh Allen getting a lot of criticism for him carrying the load, but let's face it, they lost Brian Daboll too, and that was a big difference in the way they structured their offense and the way they called plays. So they had some things to overcome. I thought they would do better. I thought they would, again, I thought they would be a team of destiny, and that didn't happen for them. So I'm disappointed for sure.
We had Greg Jennings on, and Chris and I beat him up pretty good because after Daniel Jones and the Giants who'd they beat? I'm sorry, the Vikings with the worst defense in the league. He went on to crown him as a top 10 quarterback, which Chris and I just could not get with. But where is Daniel Jones if you're the Giants? I mean, obviously they didn't offer him a extend him after the 5 years, but they still have a chance to offer him a franchise tag. Have you seen enough to commit to Daniel Jones if you were running the Giants?
I actually have, and I was a Daniel Jones guy even a year ago before Brian Daboll took over. I saw enough, even in the chaos that they've had in coaching and in offensive schemes, I saw enough to where I think this kid could develop. Now, he made strides this year. I just think another change for the Giants to go a different direction is going to set them back, and I don't think they can take a step back right now. They're moving ahead. They're in the right direction. What that number is, Rob, I don't know. Maybe it's a $30-35 million a year, shorter-term deal. I would imagine that he would have a market if they didn't tag him. So depending on where the tag comes in, how much guaranteed money there is. There's probably a deal in there to be made, but I think it. And I think the Giants are best served by minimizing change right now, really with him and Saquon Barkley.
I want to, before you go, Randy, I want to get back to Buffalo. What do you think they need to do? I don't think the window's closed by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
As long as you have Josh Allen, I would say the window's open. But what do you think they need to do to give themselves a better chance to win it all next year?
Well, I think they've got to find a way to stop the run. They couldn't stop that when they needed to. So it's really about getting off the field on third downs and really shutting down the run. That's the big thing. I think the other thing is their offensive line, in my opinion, is a little overrated. I think they've come together as a group and played probably beyond any of them individually and their skill sets. So there's some things they can do to tinker with it. I think the passing game was kind of elementary this year, not as spread, not as wide open as it was with Brian Daboll. So I think they're going to have to do some things schematically wise to move forward as well. But I think all of that can be done. So it's not a time to hit the panic button, but they've got some work to do.
One last thing. One last thing, Chris. 1 minute on Dak Prescott. He's shown us who he is in big games against better teams. Here comes the interceptions and the turnovers. If you're the Cowboys, how frustrated could you be with Dak Prescott? That was a winnable game. Their defense, Randy, played good enough to win that game in San Francisco.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was a winnable game. I thought the best player on the field was still Micah Parsons. I mean, he is – the 49ers doubled him every down almost, and he still made plays. So they're going to have to find a way to get some more weapons on offense. I think they're a receiver or two away. I thought Dalton Schultz let him down a little bit with a couple mental mistakes at the end of the game, which really took any chance away from him, not getting out of bounds and a couple little things. He's a franchise tight end, so who knows if he'll be back next year. But there's some things they can do to help Dak. Obviously, Pollard's injury hurt him. I don't think Zeke is what he once was, so they're probably going to have to cut the cord there. But they've got to find some ways to score with big plays, and that big play was missing. C.D. Lamb defenses have kind of taken out of the equation, so they got to find some help for Dak, that's for sure.
All right, that's our man Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year. Thanks,
Randy.
Hey,
Randy, you were so good, we're going to put you in the Baseball Hall of Fame because anybody gets in nowadays. Okay.
Thanks, I appreciate that. I'd rather be good than bad.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, guys.
All right, Ezekiel Elliott, you heard Randy mention he thinks they may need to cut the cord. I don't know. Has he played his last game as a Cowboy? We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios on a Trash Talking Tuesday. And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob, Randy brought it up. Ezekiel Elliott, no guaranteed money left on his contract. If you're the Cowboys, do you cut bait?
I'm cutting bait and moving forward, Chris. What he does, he
doesn't have. And he's got just for the $10 million left, you know, that he's supposed to get next year, but it's not guaranteed. So they could pick it up.
Yeah, I think you could get somebody cheaper to do what he does. He doesn't have any explosive plays. He doesn't do any of that. He does dirty work, grunt work, you know, like muscle work. You could get a younger guy to do that, Chris, for $2 million. Like seriously, if Pollard is your main guy, I mean, I just haven't seen enough from Ezekiel Elliott to even justify $10 million.
Not $10 million.
Right.
There was a report in the Daily News, the Dallas Morning News, I should say.
Right.
And this morning, and it said that Zeke said he would be willing to come back for less, like rework his contract and come back for less money. That's the only way I bring him back. I certainly don't bring him back at $10
million. Okay, so you're saying you would bring him back, but he'd have to take a reduce, right?
Yeah, I would bring him back on a lot less money. I don't know exactly all the cap numbers, but I would bring him back at much lower because I do think, you mentioned it, he does the grunt work. I think that's important because Pollard, and a lot of people have said this over the years, I wanted to see it, but I think you did see this year that as great as he is, and he was a legitimate, he was a Pro Bowler, and he should have been, you're not going to give it to him 20 times a game to run the ball. He might get 20 touches, including receptions, but you're not going to give him 20 carries a game. So it's nice to have Zeke in there to get some of the short yardage gains and take some of the pounding and kind of open things up for Pollard. And also, Rob, I think that Zeke, I think there is a value that he brings to that locker room just because he's a good teammate. He's a, you know, he's a leader on that team. And I think his voice is strong for them. I think if they lost him, look, I'm not going to make more of it than it is. You lose great players and locker room leaders all the time. So I don't want to make it bigger than it is. But I do think if they lost him or they cut him, it would be a loss for them. In the locker room, they'd miss him. Now, you'd get over it. You got to play football. But I would bring him back, assuming he's ready to play ball on a much lower contract.
Yeah.
I would bring him back just for the spiritual things he brings to that locker room and the inspiration, and then a little bit on the field. He also is still a good blocker, Rob.
Yeah, only problem is the inspiration part and all that, I get, but it really hasn't paid off for them. I mean, I don't know how they could do any worse than they've done. But the other part too, Chris, if you bring them back for less money, you're just kicking the can down. The money doesn't go away. It's just you got to restructure it and move the money to another year. So the Cowboys are still – so that's why it's better for them to cut bait, you know what I mean, than to restructure that $10 million.
If he's cut, though, Rob, and I mean, this isn't the Cowboys' concern, but who's picking him up? I mean, honestly – like, Todd Gurley's out of the league, Rob. You remember, and I'm not saying Gurley's peak wasn't as good as Ezekiel's, but Gurley, I mean, Rob, you never would have thought Todd Gurley was out of the league at this point in his career, and I know he got injured, but my point is just that when you stop producing, like, what, Rob, if you're a team, are you excited to sign Ezekiel Elliott?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
I don't know where he goes. I mean, somebody might pick him up. I'm not saying it's impossible for him to get on the team. But, Rob, I don't know what he would bring to a team that would make them. Like, I think he's more valuable to the Cowboys than anybody, Rob. He averaged 3.8 yards a carry this year. I mean, who's picking that up?
Good question. And I don't know. I just think that it's – the course is it's run its course there in Dallas. I mean, I think you're right that they like him and all those other things, Chris, you said. I think that's all fair and honest. But at some point, this is one of the things you got to be careful. It's a business. You can't always fall in love with people and you like them personally. You know what I mean? And sometimes hard decisions are made. And in this case, I just can't see the added value anymore. I think you could find a younger guy to do the same things that he.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. So it's going to be interesting. Ezekiel Elliott, like I said, I think they'll bring him back at a lower number, but it's going to be something really interesting to watch what happens with him in Dallas. All right, we got an hour left on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Get your takes ready. You can trash anyone, anything in the world of sports, even Rob Parker. Keep it locked.
Come on, Chris.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.